Imagine that a young woman marries into a family with an old linguistic tradition. Soon after the marriage, she is prohibited from ever uttering her new in-laws' names. She is also specifically prohibited from uttering her spouse's male relative names in any word that contains their name. For example, if one of her spouse's relative is named Robert, she is not only prohibited from uttering the name Robert, but any word that has part of the name. For instance, if she were at a gas station pumping gas and she witnessed someone robbing the store, she would not call 911 and say, "I'm calling to report a robbery." The reason why she could not use those exact words is because of Rob, R-O-B, being found in the name Robert. You can stop imagining because this is exactly what takes place within certain parts in South Africa under a tradition known as La Nita Nipa, where a newly married female spouse has to live under those conditions soon after her marital vows. And to get around this, to a large extent, the bride is expected to make up her own words, and they do, by changing the way they talk and, if necessary, adopting words from other languages. And this and other similar circumstances are the cost of new languages around the globe, not the numerous myths that you may have heard about that have been circulating around the world.